And here is the Vegan's Almanac for today, the 30th of April, 2025. The publication of The Internet of Animals, Discovering the Collective Intelligence of Life on Earth by Martin Wachowski was on this day in 2024. Animal senses are finely tuned to their environments. Rats are known to flee hours before an earthquake, and birds take flight before a tornado. Yet animal movements themselves are rarely glimpsed by humans, save for a flattened patch of grass here or a snapped twig there. What if we could track secret animal movements all over the world? What would they tell us about how our planet is changing? Would humans be more prepared for natural disasters and disease? Could we prevent further species loss and climate catastrophe? These questions are closer to being answered than ever before. As part of a groundbreaking new project called Icarus, scientists all over the world have begun equipping animals with tracking devices that weigh less than 5 grams and are solar-powered. The data they collect feeds up to satellites and back to computers on the ground, creating a living map of animal behavior previously thought impossible to obtain. In this page-turning book, the founder of Icarus, Martin Wachowski, shares this compelling story for the first time. In witty, heartfelt prose, Wachowski reveals intimate and delightful insights into the behavior of animals, from lone foxes in the Arctic to wild elephants in Thailand. He describes the exciting process of getting his project off the ground, from securing funding from NASA to tagging animals himself in remote corners of the world. Finally, he reveals what his research means for our future. Icarus may usher in a new epoch more hopeful than the Anthropocene, an epoch that Wachowski calls the interspecies, when humans finally listen to animals and respond to what they have to say about the health of our world. And the publication of A Gong's Table, Vegan Recipes from a Taiwanese Home by George Lee was also on this day in 2024. George Lee grew up with his agong, or grandfather, in the quiet refuge of Taiwan. He took part in the myriad Taiwanese food traditions his agong nurtured until he was 17 when his agong passed. In observation of the death, he and his family undertook a set of Buddhist funeral customs and abstained from eating meat. For 100 days, they ate at the monastery, and the nuns there taught him to cook. Years later, he revisited the lessons and pieced them into the story of his family's cooking. A Gong's Table is a tender and powerful cookbook that explores Taiwanese food ways through plant-based recipes, personal essays, and evocative photography. And today, from 7 to 9 p.m. Central Daylight Time, join Veganism for Progressives on Facebook. The event description reads, "Join us as we explore the progressive politics behind veganism. From climate change to workers' rights, we will explain why veganism aligns with the values most progressives already hold and plays a key role in building the just world progressives envision." Veganism is a progressive social justice movement rooted in compassion for all. Yet millions of progressives have yet to extend their compassion to all animal kind. Through this landmark event, we will address this deficit in the progressive movement, building an ironclad case for why progressives should go vegan. Don't miss this one-of-a-kind learning experience. RSVP today. Find the Facebook link in today's show notes. And here's a poem for today, "Spring, the Sweet Spring" by Thomas Nash. Spring, the sweet spring, is the year's pleasant king. Then blooms each thing, then maids dance in a ring. Cold doth not sting, the pretty birds do sing. Cuckoo, jug jug, pooey, to widowoo. The palm and may make country houses gay. Lambs frisk and play, the shepherds pipe all day. And we hear aye birds tune this merry lay. Cuckoo, jug jug, pooey, to widowoo. The fields breathe sweet, the daisies kiss our feet. Young lovers meet, old wives a sunning sit. In every street these tunes our ears do greet. Cuckoo, jug, jug, poo-wee, to-wit-a-woo. Spring, the sweet spring. Spring, the sweet spring by Thomas Nash. This has been the Vegan's Almanac with a reminder to celebrate life today.